Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing through the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic is one that I practiced speaking because it's, I don't want to mix up the terms, but it's about walking a path of immortality. I kept reading it and leaving out one of the T's, and that's not a good path to follow, but immortality. And so many times we hear that and because of my experiences in life, I don't often equate it immediately in my mind to eternal life. But not in the sense of salvation through Christ. And I suppose it's the stories growing up of the pursuit of human immortality, the desire to not die, to live forever, to be different from everyone else. So as I read scripture and the psalmist talks about pursuing righteousness and in it finding a path of immortality, it kind of caught my eye. And as I thought about it, it says, well, yeah, that's what eternal life is. It's life forever. It's life without death. Now, yes, this body will die, but my life doesn't. In Christ, my life continues on with no end. You see, walking this path of immortality begins to look at everything I do from a different perspective. A good friend of mine and preacher here at Deer Run talks about, will it really matter 100 years from now? And many times that's directed to me, whether directly or indirectly, because I get worried about the little mundane, seemingly significant things of life, but in the scope of eternity, in the scope of the immortality that God has called us to walk, are not all that important. And yes, there are a handful of people that live past 100 years of age. But to ask that question of any adult, I don't know of, haven't read of people living to be 118. And even then, I suspect there's a time, even while we still walk this earth, that we realize that the things of this earth really don't matter as much as we once thought they did. I know as I approach another birthday this month, I'm finding that to be true. Yeah, there are still some things that get me stirred up, so to speak. But there are others that I'm finding as the years go by that aren't nearly as important as I once thought they were. Not in the big picture of eternity, not in the scope of my walk with Christ. And so that phrase, will it really matter 100 years from now, begins to put into perspective this path of immortality. What is it that I take with me? Well, it's not the stuff of earth that we tend to like to accumulate. As I have opportunity to travel and visit places, and there's times we'll drive past a home for sale that, this huge place in a nice location, and it's like, wow, if only. Yeah, if only what? You know, it catches the eye, but does it really accomplish anything in my life? I'm not saying that it doesn't accomplish something good in those that own those things, but is that really who I am? Is that really a tool that God would use through my efforts? Sometimes I dream and think of all the things that, if only I had the funds to do this. And then I start to wonder, what would I do with it? And if you ever ask yourself that question, what would I do with a windfall, an unexpected $1 million, whatever amount that catches your attention? I know where you can find the answer. It's really not that difficult to find. The answer is really similar to the answer that would be seen by asking, what are you doing with what you have now? You see, Jesus talked a lot and told parables and stories about those that are faithful with a little will be given much. You see, so many times we think, if I only had more, I would be more faithful with it. And God says, practice on what you have right now. Then come back. But anyhow, walking this path of immortality is not a path of arrogance. It's not a path of foolishness. God says it's a path of righteousness. It's not a path that denies the realities of life on earth and death on earth. It's a path that sees a much larger picture. A path that is more concerned about rejoicing and worshiping and honoring God throughout eternity than all the struggles of a journey on this earth. And because we can fix our eyes on that eternal path, because we can fix our eyes on what lies ahead, our path becomes much more clear. The entanglements of this world begin to fall away as we realize they're not nearly as important as we once thought they were. Paul writes and says, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, what else is there? And he gives this whole list of things that people of his era, and even many things that we would today brag about and hold out to be our crowning achievements. And he says, I consider all of that rubbish. I mean, all of that can go out with the trash every week compared to the incredible greatness of knowing Christ, of walking this path that leads to eternal life, a path of immortality, a path that my existence doesn't cease. It just changes form and location. I've said numerous times on these devotions that one of my favorite characters in Scripture, and from as far back as I can remember, is the character of Enoch. Not a popular character among children. And some of it might be because we don't talk a lot about him because, well, there's not a lot written about him. But I love to read. And between my mom and dad reading to me and their instruction and help, I was reading before I ever went to kindergarten. And the children's books that we had at home were great, but as most children's books are, they're rather short. And so I would read whatever I could get my hands on. And the Bible happened to be something we had. Eventually began to read the dictionary as well, but that just probably gives you more insight into the warped mind of mine than you needed. And so I learned stories that weren't often taught. And to think of that path of immortality, that man named Enoch who walked with God and one day was not, because God took him. Because his walk with God just continued at a different place. And so as I read the psalmist writing about the path of righteousness, the way of righteousness leading to a path of immortality, I picture Enoch. And I say, that's what I want. I want to walk with God so closely that I don't even realize that we've changed, that I've changed form and location, that I'm still walking with God. That's what I believe Scripture means and teaches when it talks about this path of immortality. A continual walk with God, no matter what happens to this body. A continual walk with God, no matter what happens here on earth. A continual walk with God throughout all eternity. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good path. That's the path God would want us to walk each day. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God who has called us to yourself, not just for a moment, not just for a season, but for all eternity. You have called us to righteousness as a directional sign, as a way, as an instruction to find this path of immortality. And Father, as we walk this path with you, may we recognize that it goes on without end. Father, as our life is wrapped up in Jesus, may we walk in such a way that even when this earthly tent, this flesh gives out, that we wouldn't even notice a change in our walk with you. And yes, it'll be so much brighter, so much greater, so much more glorious. We'll know something's different. But relationally, may we walk with you in such a way that our conversations just continue, that our soul lives on with you. Father, today, May we consider the things that we face, the irritations of life, and may we have a greater perspective on the temporary nature of all of that compared to the eternal nature of our walk with you. Father, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, many schools resuming, some in-person classrooms, some virtual and e-learning and various off-site models and methods of learning. I pray in the midst of all of that that we would teach them about people like Enoch, about the importance of walking with God no matter what. God, as I pray for the children, may you help us who live as examples to be better examples than we've ever been before. May our life in Christ be real. May it impact and change the way we do everything. May our children see that and hear that and know that. And may the result of it be such that it's something they want. And Father, as we represent Jesus to our children, we also represent Him to everyone that we cross paths with. Friends, family members, strangers, everyone. And God, help us to live with such a joy of the Lord, with such a focus on eternity, that we would become more and more faithful in how we use the stuff that's going to perish anyhow. As we walk this path of immortality, refine our motives. That we would be more open to releasing our grip on the stuff that we can never hold on to anyhow. God, today, may we fully examine with your help, through the power of your Spirit, our attitude about what you've entrusted to us. May we begin to look more deliberately at the things that we've held on to. And as we gaze into your perfect law, may we understand what faithfulness to you looks like in the use of our stuff. And God, as we walk this path of immortality, may we not carry more burden than we need to. May we not become weighed down by the stuff of this world that we're going to have to let go of anyhow. May we constantly seek you for wisdom in how to use the things that you've called us to be stewards of. And God, over all of it, may this eternal path give us a perspective we need to love and serve people, so that they too would not only notice this path of immortality, but they would desire it. God, today as we walk this path, may we lift up Jesus in everything, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.